We are learning together Masechet Sanhedrin. We're on Daf Kaf Bet Amud Bet 22b, halfway down the page, learning about the laws. The king having his hair cut, and from the king's having his hair cut to the Kohen Gadol, and from the Kohen Gadol to the ordinary Kohen. The king gets his haircut every day. The Kohen Gadol gets his haircut every Friday, and the regular Kohen gets his haircut every 30 days. The Gemara wants to know, how do I know that the regular Kohen gets his haircut every 30 days? Answer, Gezeira Shavah. We learn it from Pera. The word Pera appears both in the Pasuk concerning the Kohen, that he's not allowed to grow his Pera, and it also appears in the Pasuk of the Nazir, that the Nazir must grow his Pera. The Gemara says, okay, so how does that help me? Certain, but the answer is this: just like we know that a Nazir stam nazirut is 30 days, so too the Kohen is not allowed to grow his hair for 30 days. How do I know stam nazirut is 30 days? Gematria of the word Yihyeh, from the Pasuk which says Kadesh Yihyeh, he will be holy. Okay, top. Bihachi. Here we go. 5 lines down, towards the end of the line. Bihachi, if so. Ha'id nanami. Nowadays, it should also be the case. If it's true that the Kohen, regular Kohen, have a rule, they must cut their hair every 30 days, and that's a Torah law, and it should apply nowadays too. So we have an answer. Gemara says, "Dumya de yayin, it's like wine." What's like wine? My yayin bisman bia hu da'asu, just like wine at the time of bia. Bia means coming into the temple. The time of going into the temple was forbidden for Kohanim to drink wine. But at a time of not entering into the temple, it was permitted. Af peirurei rosh, so too with the tresses of the hair. Bisman biyah asur, at the time of the temple, it was forbidden. But at the time when there's no going into the temple, then it is permitted. Unfortunately, Rabbi Abraham can enjoy both his glass of wine and his long hair. Fortunately, everything's okay.
But weren't there Kohanim after the construction of the temple for many generations that knew exactly when they were supposed to go into the temple?
Yes.
And were prepared?
Yes. But it's not an obligation.
Does Rashi say anything?
Rashi just gives some further textual explanations about how you get to the Hekesh, how you can compare. Rashi's answering a question that's not in the text, which is, the Gemara says it's just like wine. Just like wine is not forbidden nowadays, blah, blah, blah. So Rashi's answering the question of, why, who says you can compare it? Very nice, compare it to wine. But you can't just pick it out of the hat and say, well, let's compare it to wine. Just like wine is okay nowadays, blah, blah, blah. So too hair. It was very nice, but how? Well, you can't just decide to compare things without a source. So Rashi brings over here, there's a Samuch and a Makish. Different because it's adjacent in the Pasuk, and you can do a Hekesh between the two. That's why you can compare the two. It's not Stam that you're just comparing the two because you feel like there's a textual support to allow you to do that. Top. Okay. Gemara continues and says, V'yayim shlovas mabia sharei. Why not at the time of going into the temple? Is that permitted? Right, we just said that we can learn about hair because we see that wine is permitted nowadays. But how do we know wine is permitted nowadays? Just because you said so? Right, there has to be a source of the fact that wine is permitted nowadays, because otherwise it should be the same rule. Just like it wasn't permitted then for Kohanim, it shouldn't be permitted now either. So the Gemara gives a brisa about Tanya, Sultan of Brisa, Rabbi Omer. Omer ani, I say, says Rabbi, Kohanim asurim lishtot yayin l'olam. I say, Kohanim should be forbidden always to drink wine. Aval ma'ya say, but what can I do? Shetakanato kalkulato. What can I do? Because its fixing will be its wrecking, its disruption. What's it mean?
Now, I have a question.
I've read the footnote, I still don't understand it. Don't understand what it means. Rebbe says, really, Kohanim should be forbidden to drink any time. Aval Ma'a said, but what can I do? I'd like to keep that law, but I can't. I can't make that the law, why not? Shetekanato kalkulato. Because its remedy, its fixing, is its disruption. Is wrecking. Read the footnote?
Yeah.
Still doesn't make any sense. Did you understand from the footnote?
I understand. I have two questions.
Okay, so first, before you ask your question, please explain to me what the footnote is. What does it mean? When you saw that, you understand what that means? That's good. I mean.
No, I feel completely lost on this, but I'm coming from a different angle.
Well, let me just read. Okay. Let me just read what it says here. I'll read what I think is the crucial bit of the footnote. It's a long footnote, but the bit at the end says like this. Rebbe maintains that we do not restrict the Kohen's consumption of wine because of the possibility that the temple will be rebuilt. In the light of the fact that so many years have passed since its destruction without it having been rebuilt. Rebbe maintains that we do not restrict the Kohen's consumption of wine. We let him drink wine. Why? Because even though it's possible that the temple could be rebuilt, the fact that so many years have passed since it has been built means that it's perhaps unlikely to be built immediately. Thus, a Kohen's permission to drink nowadays results from his disruption from being able to perform the temple service. That apparently comes to explain the words of the Gemara. What can I do? That his remedy is its disruption.
Can you look each call now today what he has to do?
He doesn't know. But when he gets there, he'll be told.
I see.
I know.
Three things.
Yes.
One, just off the top of my head, I'm sticking both feet in my mouth, I would say it's the lack of emunah. Saying that
Rebbe, you can't say it's the holy
Tana
Rebbe that he's got a lack of emunah. I mean, you can, but
I mean, just on the surface. That's okay. Why I said both feet in my mouth.
Okay, top. All right.
Second, given that for the what's the term? Mishmar, you know, the watch.
Yeah.
half the people were in their own city,
okay,
dominating, and the other half were in the Beis Hamikdash.
Yes, okay.
Now, if you're not in the Beis Hamikdash, you're in a city.
Okay.
Can you drink wine?
Yeah, because you're not in the Mishmar of the temple.
Right.
Rabbi now allows Kohanim to always forbid
to drink.
What?
To drink. He allows them now to drink.
He allows them now to drink.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Now,
Delochaish,
because he didn't feel Shema Yibnet that the Beit HaMikdash should be built immediately. And I guess there would be enough of a warning.
But meaning, right, like right now, like in the current times, it's not in the cards.
Before we get to the water, we'll have enough time to come to start drinking.
But didn't we cover this already in Hagigah?
We did the whole year, all of this. All of this is a repeat of Tanit. Hagigah Tanit. It says Tanit here, no?
Yeah.
It says Tanit.
I mean, it's the Tanit of Hagigah, I agree with.
Yeah, Tanit.
I mean, we covered all this.
It's the same thing.
So it's coming, slowly coming back. That's
right.
That's why I said sticking both feet in my mouth.
Right.
Because so isn't there a section where they were allowed to drink if they had enough time to sober up?
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
It's called Back to Sleep. Hagigah?
I think it's in Tanit, but one of them.
Yeah, it's either that or Hagigah. Or
Tanit.
Why?
It's not Tanit. Every day they must drink wine. Like, they don't drink water, they drink wine.
Yeah.
They're eating
and
drink wine.
Okay, so. Yeah, but they still drink wine.
Huh?
People are allowed to drink wine now.
Yeah, but it's not a custom like in that time. There was always wine.
You're fair, but here we're talking about whether it's forbidden. Even though you don't drink it a lot, it could be that it would be forbidden for coroners to drink wine.
Didn't we cover a section where if it was extremely busy, they needed to bring in extra coroner?
Yeah.
And it had to do with meals. Where they could drink wine at a meal if there was a possibility they were going to be on duty.
Right.
The whole issue is that the Beis Hamikdash is reestablished very quickly. Would they be sober enough? If you were drinking, would they be sober enough to serve in the Beis Hamikdash?
So, now over here...
When did we last cover Hagigah? A year ago?
Yeah. So, Rashi over here is explaining this statement a little bit better. He's saying, Achshav Zaman Mishmar Rashi is saying that the Rebbe says now he allowed wine to be drunk because he wasn't concerned about the fact that the Beit HaMikdash would be built soon. So what he's saying, he's explaining the word like this: Shetikanato Kalkulato. The tikkun of the Kohen. The tikkun in this time means the tikkun allows him to drink. The tikkun which allows him to drink results from the kilkala, which is the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. his tikkun, if you like, results from the destruction. Apparently the drinking of wine is a tikkun, according to this interpretation.
Isn't there something else that I remember reading where they said about haircuts that not to worry about the Kohen getting long hair because it's very quick to give him a haircut.
Yeah, that's
if he's on, if he needs to be in service.
Okay, that's coming too. We're going to see that in a few lines. Okay, if top. Ramah Abayim, Abai said, Kaman Shate Kahana Chamra Ha'inna. Abai said, according to who do Kohenim now drink wine? Nowadays, do they drink wine? Karebi, according to Rebbe, Mikhlaud Rabbanan Asrei. You see from here that Rabbanan actually forbid it. So this footnote here says Rebbe didn't want Kohanim to allow them to drink. But he said, what can I do? Meaning, it wasn't his preferred choice, but he felt he had no choice. Because of the destruction of the temple, there was no valid reason in which to maintain the ban on Kohanim drinking wine. Because of the length of the destruction, and the fact that it didn't appear like it was going to get rebuilt soon, there was no valid justification that he could create to maintain that position. Right? Because you cannot put a takana on the community that they can't hold by. And so for sure Rebbe held that every day Moshiach could come. But the rest of the people weren't holding at that level. Therefore, he couldn't convince them that there was a need to refrain from wine every single day, lest the temple be rebuilt. So he had no choice, so he phrased it in that way, what can I do? Abai points out afterwards that you see from here that this is the opinion of Rebbe. If this is the opinion of Rebbe, it must mean that Rabbanan did not hold like Rebbe. Rebbe went against Rabbanan, who was a lone figure, if you like. And Rabbanan therefore held that it was forbidden to drink wine. Therefore, we have this position that Rebbe adopted against the consensus of Rabbanan, in order only from the ground that he felt he had no choice. Okay.
So I'm confused.
Right.
The Rabbanan are saying it's not permitted?
Yeah, Rabbanan is saying it's not permitted. How do I know Rabbanan is saying it's not permitted? Only we don't hear about Rabbanan's
opinion. Right. That's
so Abai tells us that because Rebbe said they are, it must be that he's going against Rabbanan. Otherwise, it wouldn't be given the opinion in the name of Rebbe. Rebbe says, I say, Omer Ani, right? When he says Omer Ani, he says it in a way which is, that's sugu. The whole sugu is brought again here. Thank you.
What was that?
He was showing me the same sugu in Tanit.
Oh, so it was in Tanit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, does that make sense? So what Rebbe says, Ani Omer, right? Which is an unusual thing to say, Ani Omer. Right, so the fact that he said Ani Omer means that no one else is agreeing with him. He's a lone figure, Ani Omer. So Abai tells us that you see from the fact that Rebbe said this in his own name that he goes against Rabbanan. And if he goes against Rabbanan, you see it must be that Rabbanan held that you're not allowed, it's forbidden for Kohanim even nowadays to drink wine. And Rebbe went against that because he had no choice. Sorry, he had no choice. Okay.
Abai says you can.
Abai says what?
You can't drink, right? You can't drink. Our days are going to be free for it. Right? Abai goes against it.
No. Yeah. Abai,
Why is it they can't drink? No,
Rebbe says they can. And our Abai says, according to who? According to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, Abai just emphasizing that it's only according to Rebbe that people are allowed to drink wine nowadays. According to Rabbanan, you wouldn't be allowed.
But not if they're going to do it.
The Rabbanan is Asher.
But Abai only knows that because Rebbe says in the way of Ani Omer, I say. Right, it's not normal for a Tana to say I say. Right, normally a Tana just gives his opinion.
Right.
Rebbe Omer, blah blah blah. Rebbe Omer. In this case, you see, the Gemara says Rebbe Omer, Ani Omer, I say. So why paraphrase it with the words I say? Because you see from here that it was by himself. Rabbanan did not agree with that.
But Abai, you're saying Abai is confirming what he's saying.
Abai is clearly giving that, telling us that additional piece of information that Rabbanan actually forbid it. We don't hear that from Rabbanan. We only hear it from Abai working out that Rabbanan must have forbidden it.
But I'm thinking about for Shimon Esrei, daving for Simchat Torah.
Yeah.
They have the Hakohanim Dukening for Sacrist Estev Musaf because they're afraid that the Kohanim will be having wine.
Right. You're right. That's also the reason why Kohanim don't Duken for Mincha.
Right.
Because when you're doing repeated the Shemona Esrei, then really they should. Kohanim should get up after it's say and do the priestly blessing also, just like they do in the morning. There's no difference in Mincha. So why don't they? Because they might have had a bit of wine for lunch. And to avoid that, there's a blanket rule that we don't do it in Mincha except for fast days. Because on a fast day, they didn't have any lunch. So on a fast day, they do duchen in Mincha, and that's the normal way that it should be. Okay.
So we carry Rashi.
Yes. Rashi says Rashi gives the reason why Rabbanan forbid drinking wine nowadays. Rashi says Sharei Rov Kohanim Einam Bakiyin Bizman Mishmoratehem. Since most Kohanim are not expert enough in knowing the times of their watches, Basoin Lo Olam Le Rabbanan, therefore they're forbidden forever.
Because
the majority don't know, we go by the majority. So because the majority don't know, even though you might know, so you know that this week you're fine, you can have a drink this week, you can't, because the rule, it goes on everyone. There's a principle in halakha called loplug. Loplug. Loplug means we don't make a difference. Even if it doesn't apply to you, like this situation, even if you're a Kohen who knows exactly when your watch is, and you know exactly the fact it's not coming up for another 3.5 weeks, you're not allowed to drink wine. Because there's a rule called loplug, which means we don't differentiate. Once you make a rule, you make a rule. Even if the reason for that rule doesn't apply to you, doesn't matter. The rule applies to all of Klal Yisrael. The same, whatever the rule is, it applies. You're not allowed to come out of it. Top, generally speaking. There's top rabbinic heterim, but that's different. Okay. Hatam, the Gemara says, over there, Hainu Tama Mehirai Yibanevi Tamikdash. There, the reason that the Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine is because of the quick rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. Might be the Beit HaMikdash third and final one is either going to come down from heaven or it's going to be rebuilt by Mashiach. If it's going to be rebuilt by Mashiach, there might be a little bit of time. But if it comes down from heaven, it could be instantaneously. So, Uba'inan Kohen Haru'i Laboda Veleka. And it and we require Kohenim who are fit to serve, and they wouldn't be if they drank wine. So that's understandable. Hachanami. Also, we're over here in our sugya where we're dealing with the Kohen growing his hair. So this question is either way, it's a statement or it's a question. It can be read either way. Hachanami, also over here, is it the same case? Can you also say that over here that you will have a need for Kohanim and they won't be ready because they haven't yet cut their hair? That's why they are not allowed to grow their hair. Haha, here, Efsha Demisapeh. Why here it's possible to get your hair cut and then go into the temple. Right? It doesn't take long to get have a quick short back and sides. Hatam. So maybe it's different. We wanted to compare. This part of the Gemara comes to argue on the hekesh which we made. We said, just like the case of wine, so too the case of hair. But now we're trying to break that link and say that hair is not like wine. Hair you can fix quickly. You're going to have a quick cut. And therefore it's not the same as wine where you're drunk and you can't serve. So that's the question of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hatam Nami, but over there too, regarding wine, Efshar de Nayim, Kurta Ba'ayim. It's also over there too. It's possible to sleep a little bit and then you can go. Damar Rav Acha, because Rav Acha told us, Derech Mil B'Sheina Koshehu Mafigin Et Hayayim. The trip of 1 mil, right, about a kilometer, B'Sheina Koshehu, or any amount of sleep, Mafigin Et Hayayim, dissipates wine. So maybe it is the same, just like a haircut. We're back to equating the two. But also, if that's true, then we wouldn't have a concern for Kohanim drinking even during the time of their watch. They could have a quick sleep and they'd be ready. V'lav itma ala. And was it not said about this? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rababa Avuha. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rababa Avuha, Lo Shanu Ela Sheshata Kedei Reviyat. They only taught this rule about having a little nap in the case of drinking a Reviyat. Right? Enough for, if you drank the Kiddush. So we're talking about drinking a cup of Kiddush wine. About your Toyami Kedei Reviyat. But if you drank more than that, koshechem derech Torah dator, and certainly if you drank, koshechem derech Torah dator, then all the more so, traveling would disturb him, v'sheina mishkarato, and sleep would intoxicate him more. So what's he saying there? He's saying that there is a rule that a little bit of sleep helps to clear the wine from your head, but that's only if you drank a reviyat. What does that mean? It means that, fortunately, the Kohanim, even during their watch, can make Kiddush. They can have a Reviyat of wine. Because even if they have a Reviyat of wine and they need to come and serve in the temple, so all they've got to do is walk a kilometer from their home to the Beit HaMikdash, and it will dissipate. Or to, if they're closer than that, to have a 5-minute nap, and it will dissipate. because that works for less than a raviyit. But if you drank more than that, it wouldn't help.
Isn't that the 18-minute rule?
18 minutes is one meal, yes.
Yeah, so if you're waiting 18 minutes and walking...
Walking for 18 minutes.
Walking for 18 minutes.
You're not waiting, you have to walk.
That's like walking for 18 minutes.
Yes. But so if you live closer, then you could have a nap for five minutes.
This reminds me of, was it the blood alcohol levels for driving?
Yes, could be. If you had less than a raviyit, you're okay. If you're not, you're over the limit. Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and serve. They had those signs, stickers on the back of their camels. Don't drink and serve.
And more importantly, if they're shechting, they're using very sharp knives.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to make a mistake.
Okay, a little bit more. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi said, Shutuyen Yayin Tamachale Avoda. Drinking wine the Machale Avoda invalidates the service in the temple. Gazru Bahu Rabbanan, the rabbis ban them, put a ban on them. The case of Rav Ashi says like this. Rav Ashi says there's a difference between even what we've done now is the last thing we did was we challenged the idea that wine and hair is different. We said, wait a minute, maybe wine and hair you can't compare because hair you can cut quickly and wine you can't get rid of so quickly. So maybe you can't make a valid comparison. So that was left, and then Rav Ashi says a similar teaching. Rav Ashi says there's also another difference between wine and hair. Wine, a person who transgresses and drinks wine, he invalidates the temple service, and therefore the rabbis made a ban on them. Even nowadays, Rabbanan held, right? Because it's a serious problem if they drink wine and they go to the temple. It invalidates the service. But Parue Rosh, when you tresses your hair, Deloma Chale Avoda, it doesn't wreck up the service. Lo Gazru Baha Rabbanan. Therefore rabbis didn't make a decree. So Rav Ashi is pointing out there's another difference. The rabbis forbid drinking wine because if you did it, it would invalidate the service in the temple. But if you didn't cut your hair and you were Kohen and you left it for more than 30 days and you went to the temple looking a bit scraggy, it wouldn't invalidate the service if you shechted a sheep with long hair. Right? It wouldn't be nice and you'd be a bizayon and it would be against the law, but it wouldn't wreck up the temple service. So therefore the rabbis did make a decree nowadays requiring Kohanim to cut their hair every 30 days. Okay.
Does Rashi say anything?
Let's have a look. Rashi shows us how we know that wine wrecks up the temple service. Yechtiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Yain Vesacha, it says in the Pasuk that the wine and drink you're not allowed to have. V'samich la'avdil bein hekdesh v'bein achol. Bein akodesh v'bein achol. Mashma bein avoda kedusha v'avoda mecholelet. Yatu v'hu rabbanan v'zman hazeh yishom Heva Ibane.
This was then. We should be not be drinking at all now.
What do you mean?
2,000 years closer to the Heva Ibane of then.
Right, so yeah, good question whether or not Rebbe would make the same rule nowadays. morning, Rabbi Abraham.
So you're saying he would say, no, you can't drink wine?
Who?
Rabbi.
When? Nowadays?
Yeah.
Don't know, maybe. Who knows? Okay. Let's go on. We might finish the parak. Tov.
So we cover Rashi?
Yeah. Main today, they challenged this. Well, they challenged Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said the difference between hair and wine is that wine invalidates the temple service and hair doesn't. And that's why there was a difference in the rulings. They challenged it. Elu Shebamita. This is a brighter. The Elu Shebamita. These are the ones who are liable to death from Kohenim. Harue Rosh Bashatue Yayin. Over here we see they're both liable for death. Those who grow their hair long and those who drink wine. Bishloma Shatue Yayin. Now it makes sense, those who drink wine. Deftir, because there's in the Pasuk, Yayin Usacher, Altesh Ata, Ubanecha, Velo Tamutu. Right, there's a Pasuk specifically says, don't drink wine, you and your sons, and you won't come to die. Right, that's a prohibition on the Kohanim from drinking wine in the Mishkan. Ela Pui Rosh Manalan. But where does he get the law of not growing your hair also leading to death, according to this writer? Answer. The Itkash Shatui Yayin Lepui Rosh. Must be that he made a Hekesh. Right, Pera Pera, or Samoch. Right, from drinking wine to growing your hair. Ketir, in one place, it's written, V'rosham lo yigachelu, V'pera lo yishalehu. Right? The passage that we saw before, that their hair, they won't shave, and their tresses, they won't let them grow. Ketir, and it's written, V'layin yo yishtu. It's written in a Samoch, no, it's a different, it's not Gzeir Shabbat from Pera. He will look, we're saying, that immediately after that, it's written, V'layin yo yishtu. And wine you won't drink. Straight after the pasuk of the Kohanim says that you're not allowed to grow your hair, the next pasuk says, and yayin lo yishtu, and you should also not drink wine. So the brighter or the Gemara makes a comparison. Mashatua yayin bamita, just like drinking wine results in death. Af pure rosh bamita. So too, growing your hair results in death, right? From what's called a samuch, an adjacent verse. One of the ways of learning Torah is that you can learn from one verse to another. If you have a tradition from Moshe Mitzrayim, that you can do that. What?
Maybe seems to indicate that the first verse is in Yeheskel, and the second one, the Ketubah, the Ketubah Torah, says no. So can we?
No, the second verse is in Yeheskel. Hold on, wait a minute. Yes, so hold on, the Oxford translation here is a little bit immediately. Can I show the implicative? Hold on, let's see the pasuk here. They're both in Yeheskel. We're learning from the Samoch in Yeheskel. Yeheskel is the passage which says that they're not allowed to grow their hair long. And then the next verse is that they're not allowed to drink. So making a Samoch in the two passages came from Yeheskel. Right, we're learning just like the first one, you're not allowed to drink. Right? There is a punishment in the Torah, but you're not allowed to drink, of being a death penalty. So, two, the punishment for cutting your hair, for not cutting your hair, is the same thing. Rabbi Abraham, you want to say something? No. So, as can, Rabbi Abraham's going to give us some hizuk to our learning.